I'm Fred Goldstein here on behalf of Health Innovation Media and the Pop Health Week, and we're at the Florida Association of ACOs meetings here in Orlando, Florida. I'm here with Gino Tenes, who is the CEO of Mobi, and we're going to talk a little bit about what Mobi does and some of your unique ideas that we talked about a little bit earlier. So welcome.
Thank you. Thank you, Fred. Glad to be here.
Tell us a little bit about the company and sort of how it started.
So Mobi is a combination of ideas. Mostly our largest area that we work with is people with chronic pain. So we have identified a unique population. Chronic pain is not so unique. In fact, the Institutes of Medicine says that 100 million people in the United States suffer from chronic pain, more than heart disease, diabetes, and cancer combined. What we've identified is a predictive model of unique subset of that group who are going through the healthcare system and apparent looking for solutions to that pain, and we help them to re-engage themselves in the treatment and care of chronic pain.
So you've put together a program around chronic pain. I understand it has a wearable device. Can you talk a little bit about that and how that fits in with the program itself?
Sure. So in many ways, nothing in healthcare is new, right? So we know that self-management, activity, nutrition, and sleep are all important aspects of any good care management program, in addition to the healthcare system. But with this group, we're trying to engage them more. So one important aspect of that is activity. That's what a lot of these things, like a Fitbit or anything else, so we have that. But we also are able to do heart rate and heart rate variability, which is an important measurement of stress throughout the day, and also sleep in an automated fashion. That's our base version that we use with chronic pain. We also have a subset of people in chronic pain that suffer from seizures. And so we have an upgraded version that we're using to begin to understand and detect when seizures occur. So if we can detect when seizures occur, we can predict and then potentially prevent seizures.
So you're not only using this to gather data for the individual to use themselves, but also to use that data to begin to identify when maybe somebody's falling out of certain boundaries or needs assistance or a referral or something like that?
Right. So it's really about, with people with seizures, for example, there are risk factors that go beyond the sort of electrical system that works to create a seizure. So if you don't sleep right, if you are dehydrated, if you haven't been active, but those sort of events can exacerbate what is otherwise an underlying condition. For example, Coach Kill, who's the University of Minnesota football coach, is famous for having a seizure on the sideline. And so we worked with him to say, what are the risk factors besides taking your medicine? And he wasn't taking his medicine because of the impact it had on him. But his lack of sleep, too much Diet Coke, too much stress, all trying to prepare for a football game. And when the football game happened, he had a seizure on the sidelines. So we had to work with him. Most importantly, as we all know, his wife had to work with him to say it's better to begin to control these risk factors. So that's what we try to do. We try to pinpoint when a seizure occurs and then back that up and say what else is going on in your life so that perhaps we can prevent it.
And you can take this information and feed it back to the individual through their mobile phone, as I understand.
Sure.
Do you also have linkages, as we're here at this ACO conference, to take that information and begin to push it out to providers or others that might be using that, or health plans, et cetera?
Sure. Well, that's one of the reasons we're here. As part of the care management fee that they now are able to receive from Medicare for managing this group, one important part of that is making sure, one, that you're connected with the consumer, with the member, with the patient, whatever word you want to use, when they're not in your office. So this allows them to be connected, and also for them to be active, for them to get up and do, and I hate using the word exercise because that's not really what we're talking about for most people. We're not talking about running a marathon. There's a great book, The Blue Zones, that talks about the place in the world where people live the longest, right? And it's not about running a half marathon. It's about walking 4 or 5 miles a day. That's what they do. For our group, especially for chronic pain, who've been told in many ways, if you're suffering from fibromyalgia and it hurts to get up, don't get up. Well, that's the exact wrong thing. So if we can get you to just stand up and walk for 5 minutes or 3 minutes or 2 minutes a couple times a day, that's going to have a very meaningful impact on your social and stress management, but also your activity level.
So you've, in essence, done something really unique with a product, and most of these are done just for fitness or, hey, get out there and do your steps. Right. But you're using it, in essence, as part of a care management program and grabbing additional data points to use to help identify individuals, as well as to help them identify some things that they can do with their specific chronic illness, whether that's a pain deal or some other disease.
That's right. And, you know, so much we've learned a lot from and we should all learn. It'll be a theme in my speech later this afternoon. We all need to learn from whatever others have learned. So we know with other wearables that they go in the drawer after 3 months, and we have a really low engagement rate, especially for these populations that think, you know, these are for people who are looking for wellness and you know, supermodels with the great bikinis. And that's not really the audience that needs the help the most, although that's certainly a unique audience. We're looking for people who really don't feel well, and how do you engage them in a much different way? And that's going to be part of their entire system, with their doctor, with their families, with engaging them.
Well, that's excellent, and thank you so much for joining us today with Mobi here at Florida Association of ACOs. Really a very unique device, and glad to see it's finally, things like this are getting used more and more in the chronic care management areas.
Great. Thank you, Fred.
When I gave you